2017.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion?
I'd
like to just get a little explanation on the merit pay portion of this, how that was arrived at, and what our policy is with respect to merit pay for people that have resigned from employment.
I kind of had the same kind of question. Go ahead.
The merit pay is simply defined at 1% across the board, and the thought was that with the change in senior personnel, senior management, those that conducted the merit pay, the performance evaluations, there was really no way to judge where those are or where the numbers came from, and it was really a lack of potential due process for those that are affected by those decisions. So I certainly don't want to put words in the mouth of the Finance Committee, but I think the thought was for this instance, it would make sense to simply apply 1% across the board as a merit pay bonus, not as part of base. And then, towards the end of the year, we revisit the whole performance evaluation system, which I think does need some work with respect to
right.
the reform, the system, the evaluation, the training of evaluators, et cetera. So that's my take on how the 1% across the board was arrived at. With respect to policy, I've not been here, so I can't really weigh in on the policy.
That I understand, and I'm satisfied with that approach for this consideration. I have trouble, though, with, especially if so many people have left. And those that have retired, I understand, but anyone that has left an employment by virtue of either being fired or resigning, my experience has been that they forfeit this type of a bonus, if you will. And I don't think that we should be paying people that have either quit or were fired.
Right. And I agree. And that's what I had said.
I think that is your call.
But we don't want to hold the this is my problem, is I and I already expressed this to you.
Sure.
I don't want to hold the rest of this up for one person. But I am not... I'm not in favor of it. I'm not going to give it to them. This for other person on my mind. And then I want it on the record that I don't agree. So I don't know how we have to do this and separate it out or how you want to...
Well, you're assuming that your approach would be the majority approach. I mean, if you can vote... Because right now the motion is to approve what you're holding.
Right, and I
so
don't
that's
want
a, yeah, that's, so you would just vote no... on.
But then I hold everyone else up.
No, not necessarily. Three people disagree with you, it passes, and you're just noted as an objector.
But I don't object to anything else on here.
It doesn't matter. You can vote for it or against it.
I think you could put that on the record.
I mean, yeah, you want to offer an explanation.
Reasons on for the record. Yeah. So that it's here in the record.
Yeah, but I don't know under the laws of what word I can say or what I can say and what I can't say.
You would just say I vote no because I believe there's certain former employees who are not deserving of a merit. This in no way suggests that I do not support merit increases for all of our employees.
Or you can be as specific as you want.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. So then if it... Let's assume, I guess I have more questions then. So if you approve it, then, and there's majority that says that if they approve it, then he gets the raise, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way to separate...
No, it's not a raise.
I know, merit increase. To separate it out.
No. Unless you want to ask the maker of the motion.
There's a motion and a second.
You can ask the maker of the motion to amend.
So I'd like to amend the motion then. I would like someone to... Can I amend the motion?
You can. You have to ask... who made the motion?
Sean seconded.
If he'd be willing to amend it to remove certain people from it. If he says no, then it's an up and down vote on the motion.
Okay. So would you, Sean... change your motion to exclude Jess Landon?
No, because to answer Mr. DeMayor's question, I don't believe there is a policy. However, people should be rewarded for work that they did. This is not with regards to 2017. This is regards to 2016.
And I agree.
And so individuals did work. The individual in discussion left on his own accord. He wasn't fired. And so he did work the entirety of 2016. And the Finance Committee's recommendation is Mr. As John has stated, and Mr. Esperson, It's 1% across the board.
I mean, so, I'll just add my input on it as being on the Finance Committee. I mean, I think I felt personally that it wasn't feasible to do things this year the way we had done it in the past, just because there was so much flux and different people left and all that. And so to me, just to put a one size fits all across the board is ideal, probably not. However, I feel if you change one, then you open them all up, and you have to open them all up, because frankly, there's others on there. I could, if it was a committee of one and I wanted to go through and do it, it would look a lot different than that as well. But however, I felt that given the circumstances, that it was a one size fits all, and like John says, we have to do a better job as a committee, coming up with stuff for the future. But that's the only way I thought it would be the most equitable way to do this.
And I don't give credit for poor behavior, so I'm not going to vote for it.
That's fine. Again, this is partial employment throughout the year, right?
Okay. I just wanted to go on the record that I am not voting no for any other reason but that. Okay?
Mr. Ventura?
Yes.
Mr. Mielek?
Yes.
Mr. Demare?
No.
Dr. Boyce?
Yes.
Mayor Desiderio?
No. Okay. Let's go to, we pulled 84-2017, correct?
Yes.
Now, would someone like to make a motion on